Today's daf is Samach Gimel. We're going to learn a lot about different types of birds and whether they're good or not, all sorts of names. The first thing to note, I made a sheet today, which we can kind of read. There's a list in Vayikra and a list in Dvarim of all the birds that are Tmeim. We talked about that there are 20. Today there's 24, which we said was really 20. Today we're going to see exactly really how many they are. And we're going to, if you look at the sheet already, you can see that there's 21 in Dvarim and there's 20 in Vayikra. So what exactly the story is there, we're going to have to figure out. Look how quickly read the list. In Vayikra, HaNesher, HaPeres, HaOznia, some of these are familiar because we talked about them. HaDa'a, HaAya, Lemina. If you remember, we said sometimes it says Lemina, or Lemino, or Lemine, or Lemina, and that added another four. We'll get back to that. Kol Arev, Lemino, Batayana, Tachmes, HaShachaf, HaNetz, Lemine, or HaKos, HaShalach, HaYad Shuf, HaTinshamet, HaKat, HaRechem, HaChasida, or HaRacham, I think it is, HaChasida, HaAnafa, Lemina, HaDuchifat, HaAtalef. Okay, we'll talk about soon what the extra one is in Dvarim, which we'll see. We'll get back to that. I wanted to read them just because we're going to start seeing some of these names right away, so therefore I wanted you to have them a little familiar in your head.
Atalef meaning bat, meaning qualified as a bird?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a Rav. So we're eight lines from the bottom. I'm a Rav. Shavur andarfta shari. Peres andarfta aser. So these are two types of andarfta birds. Okay, we don't know what all these types are. What?
Andarpata,
okay. Again,
right.
It could be, right? Just because one puts it one way doesn't even necessarily mean that that's the accurate. I don't think they knew exactly what these things were. So now we're going to have simanim to remember all this. V'simanech, Peres Rashia. Peres was a Rasha. And therefore, remember that the Pirus Andarfta is Asur and the Shavur Andarfta is Shari. Okay? Who is this Pirus Rishia? So, obviously, it was some famous bad guy. The note in the Quran said that there's a Persian, a person in Persia who was known to have persecuted Jews and people from other religions. And he was, and his name was the same name, and it's very likely that's who it is. There was no footnote, though, on the upcoming one. Amar Rav Huna, Bunya Sharia. Paru Asir, v'simanech Perua Amgosha. Okay, Perua was the Perua the sorcerer. So that's how you remember that Paru is the one that's Asur. Amra Papa, Mardu Zagid va'achil Share, Zagid va'achil Asur. If you see a Mardu bird, we saw the Marda earlier in the daf. In yesterday's daf, if you see the Marda bird who is right, Zagid is, he's lying, right?
Stands erect.
Okay, if he's standing erect and he's eating, then it's okay. But if he's bowing down, Zagid v'achil, if he's bowing, Asur, and here's a great siman, v'simanech lo tishtachaveh le'el achir. Okay, it's forbidden to bow to other gods, so therefore if he's bowing, it's Asur. Amar Shmuel, here's a funny one, Shatya Chamra, okay, the one who's drunk, the drunken bird, is Asira. They're going to bring a few comparisons from Kohanim, or that kind of the avoda, and you can't do the avoda if you're shatoyayim, therefore the one that's called the drunken bird is forbidden. Ba'amar Shmuel, mazga chamra asira, okay, the bird that's called, the wine pourer is asir, bat mazga chamra, but the daughter of the one who's called the daughter of the Mazga Chamra, the one who pours wine, is Sharia. And how do you remember this? We saw the siman a few days ago. V'simanech yafeh koch habeh mikoch av. We had it with the bar chimtza and the chimtza. So here also we have the same thing, right? The son, and here it's the daughter. Here you see the son and daughters can be interchangeable, is better than the father. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Shakitna ariches shake besumke. Okay, shakitna bird. There's different types of shakitna birds. So one is aricha shake. It has long legs besumke, and it's Rashi says what it means is sumke is adom, red. Rashi says its body is red. Okay, it could be its legs are red. In other words, its legs are long and red, or its body is red. Sharia v'simanech mormiza. Which was another type of bird. In other words, this isn't the kind of remes that's really going to help us, but a morzima was a bird who also had long legs, and it was red, and it was kasher, and therefore you remember that this one's kasher. But gutse v'sumke, if it's short and red, in other words, its legs are short and not long, Then asire, v'simanech, nanas pasul. Right, nanas is pasul for avodah. Again, we have a remez using the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. It's considered a balmum, and therefore you remember the short one is pasul. Ariche shake, if its legs are long, v'yiroke, and they're green, asire. And how do you remember this? Simanech, our Mishnah from a few days ago, yirukim psulim. Remember the inner parts of the body turn green, then that's a siman of yirukim psulim. So if it's green, then it's asur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shalach, okay, now that's one of the ones I read to you from the list in the Torah. Shalach zeha sholed dagim min hayam. This is the bird that goes and dives deep down to get the fish to eat its, the fish that it eats, to get its food, all the way deep down in the water. Duchifat, they're making a play on words. Shalach sholed, that it kind of goes deep down to pull up its the fish. Duchifat shehodo kafut, that its glory, which is its the carbola, the crown of the bird, is bent. Okay, it's a very thick, they say it's a very thick crown, and it's bent, and it's sort of bent down toward the head. Right, it's a play on duchifat, hodo, du is from the hodo, the end of that word, kafut, kifat. Tanya namihachi duchifat, shehodo kafut, there's a braita that says this, v'zeu shevi shamir lebeit hamikdash. And what's the duchifat known for? That it brought the shamir to the Beit HaMikdash. What's the shamir? It was a type of worm. Remember, you can't build, you can't use iron to build, so what would they do? They would bring the shamir and it would bore through, exactly,
the stone,
in order to carve out the stone. Rabbi Yochanan, ki avchaze shalach, when he would see a shalach, he would say, Amar, mishpatecha tahom rabah, God's judgment goes to the depths of the sea. Why? Because the fish were deserving of judgment that get eaten by the shalach, right? Get their, it's saying, basically, they dive all the way down to get their prey. And therefore, what does it show? That God brings his judgments all the way down to the depths. When he would see an ant, Amar tzidkatcha kaharare el. Right, this is all one pasuk. Right, we say it in Siduk Hadin after it's called Siduk Hadin after Minchan Shabbat, and it's now it'll always mean something different to you if you never heard this before. Tzidkatcha kaharare el is how God helps even the little teeny ants, the little creatures, get sustenance. Amar amemar lakne uvatne shari. Shaknai or Saknai, depends on where you've seen this. Some people say Saknai, some people say Shaknai Ubatnai. So it's Latne Ubatnai or Mutar. Shaknai or Saknai Ubatnai. Makom Shnagu Le'echol Ochlin. Makom Shnagu Shalol Le'echol Ein Ochlin. So it's based on a minhag. So the Gemara says, Atu Bibin Hagetal Yemelte. What? All of a sudden Kashrut is dependent on minhag? In, yes, in fact, that's true. Velo Kashya. Ha Ba'atra Deshriche Peres Vosnia. Okay, this is interpreted in two ways. What does it mean that you're in a place where there's Paris and Osnia? How does that affect things? That's, if you're in a place where there's Paris and Osnia, Rashi says, remember we said that they're not found very often. Then it's going to be Asur, because maybe they're a Paris and Osnia. And ba'atru delosh lechei peres vozniyah, then sharu, because we can assume they're not a peres vozniyah because it's not common to find them. Tosfot doesn't really like this interpretation because he says, if you look in Tosfot, the top Tosfot on the second line, v'kashe, dim kem b'chol duchtu litzrei. In other words, if we're worried that maybe this type of bird is like a peres vozniyah, we should be worried about it wherever you are, whether you're used to having Paris Nosnia, you're not used to having Paris Nosnia. If it's possibly a problem, then it's possibly a problem. So what does he say? Elanir al-Faresh, divadai la miminayuhen. Clearly, they're not a type of Paris Nosnia. What's the concern? Ba'atra deshchiche, chayshina mishum didaru la Paris Nosnia. They're similar in the way they look. They're certainly not forbidden, but they might be similar in the way they look. If they're similar in the way they look, we're worried that if there are Paris Nosniot in your location, then you might think that Paris and Osnia are mutar. And it'll cause you, okay, just what I think there has a stronger interpretation. Amar Abaye. Okay, this is a funny one. Kvai v'kakvai asire, kakvata sharia. Okay, what does it sound like? Quack, quack, right? Mm-hmm. So some people say that this is based on the way they, in other words, these are different geese, and it depends on what sound they make. They're called based on the sound that they make. Remember also, vav and w were sometimes, right? The vav is pronounced like a w, and temanim pronounce it, right? So it really sounds like quack, right? Quack. Sounds exactly like a quack. Okay. So the kvai and kva and kakvai are asire, but kakvata is sharia. B'ma'arava, malke alua. But in Eretz Israel, they gave people malkot if they ate this kakvata that the Gemara says is mutar. Bekare le tachvata. And they called the tachvata and not kakvata. Tana Rabbanan, Tinshamet. Okay, Tinshamet is a strange one because Tinshamet appears both in the list of birds and in the list of forbidden shratzim. Okay? So, Tinshamet, they say is... What?
That's what it eats.
It eats... What eat?
No, it's not...
It eats what?
It itself is not a sheretz, but it eats what?
So we're going to see, according to the Gemara, there's two different types of Tinshamet. One is on the list of the birds and one is on the list of the shratzim because it's... actually talking about two different things. But, and some people say tinshamet comes from the way they breathe, from nishima, and it has to do with type of breathing that they have, and maybe that's why there's a sheretz called that, and there's an of called that. So tinshamet is bavat shebeofot. Okay, bavat is, right, there's I'll give you a list of different things that are, that this could possibly mean. Some people say it's an imitation of the bird call, like it sounds... The sounds it makes, or I guess, I don't know, maybe it, to remember what this means, that it, Bavat is the way this, the bird call sounds, the way you call this bird, maybe?
They say hoots at night, meaning it's an owl.
It's ba'ut.
Right. Ba'ut, okay. So some people say it's, in Greek, there's another thing that sounds just like this, and it's an eagle owl. Some people say the word means disgusting, or a shouter, or nocturnal, which then could also explain, if that's what it means, it could be describing both a bird and a sheretz. So tinshamet is ba'ut shebeofot. So then they say, ata omer ba'ut shebeofot. This is a braita. So again, the braita is a very common structure. Do you really mean ba'ut shebeofot? O enu ela ba'ut shebetratzim. Maybe it's shratzim listed here. Amar tzeu l'mami yugimol midot, shatora nedresha behem. Davar l'mei minyano. One of the ways we darsh in the Torah is what's called the davar l'mei minyano, which means we look in the context, right? This is a pretty basic. Right? So, for example, the best example of this is lo tigzol in the Aseret HaDibrot. Normally, you think lo tigzol is not to steal anything from someone. But lo tigzol in the Aseret HaDibrot is something that you're chayav mavet for because in the context they're lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, those are big serious things, and therefore they learn that it must be kidnapping and not stealing items from people. So b'mea katuv medaber ba'ofot, afkan ba'ofot. So since the context here is birds, obviously we're not switching and all of a sudden the list of birds, we're going to have a sheretz. Tanya nami hachi, there's a similar braita about the shratzim. Shratzim ki agavna. There's a braita about shratzim exactly like this. Tinshamet ba'ut shebetratzim, right? It's the ba'ut of the shratzim. Again, whatever this ba'ut word means. There, obviously, it can't mean an eagle owl like the from the Greek. Ata omer ba'ut shebetratzim o'enu ela ba'ut shebeofot. Amar tzeu l'mami yugim u'midot shatran adresha b'hem. Davar l'me minyan o b'mea katu medaber b'shratzim av kan b'shratzim. So again, learn it from the context. In that list, it was listed with shratzim. Obviously, it means a sheretz. Amar abai. Ba'ut shebeofot, the ba'ut of birds that the tinshamet is called is what we call a kipuf, okay, which here they actually say is a bat, okay, so the atalef must be something else. Ba'ut shebetratzim korpidai. Okay, I was wondering if that's supposed to be like a karpad, like a toad, or I'm not sure. Amar, in the translation in the English in the Koran I saw, it just said korpidai. It didn't translate it. I don't know what they do here. Mole calls it? Okay. Amar of Yehuda, kat zo hakuk. Okay, the cat bird that's listed in your list, if you see from the Torah, it's number 15, is a kook. Okay, whatever kind of bird that is. Racham zo shirakrak. Oh, zo shrakrak. It's a shrakrak. I don't know if it means shriek, but it makes like a certain whistling sound or something. Right, it whistles. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lama nikmo shmo racham. So here's an interesting one. Kevan sheba racham ba'u rachamim le'olam. When you hear the sound, right, it comes out when it rains, basically. So when you hear him, you know that ba'u rachamim le'olam, and it's going to rain. God's going to bring rain. Amar baby barabaye v'hu diyativ amidi va'avit shrakrak. It's only if he's standing on something and then makes his whistling sound. Ugamire, and here's an interesting, really interesting, De'i yativa ara v'sharik, ata mashicha. Since he always stands on something, basically, and whistles, so that's your sign that rain is coming. But if he sits on the ground, which is, I assume, a very rare occurrence, or it has to be quite rare if this is what it means, then it must mean that the Mashiach is coming. Shene'emar, how do we know this? Ashraka lahem ve'akabtzeim. There's a pasuk in Zechariah which says, I will whistle to you and they will gather. So they say that's a reference to the whistling of the shrakrak, and he's going to basically herald the coming of the Mashiach. So here comes the funny part of today's daf, I think, or the entertainment, right? Every once in a while, every little while, they throw something in. Amalei Rav Adar Bar Shimi Lamar Bar Rav Idai V'ha. But wait, how could you possibly say that the shrakrak sitting is a sign Mashiach is coming? Hayidi Yate Beikrava. There was a shrakrak that was sitting on a plowed field. This is where Rashi said we had the karve. Yesterday we said it was maybe cabbage. Here Rashi says it could be a plowed field. Bisharek, and he was, right, so he was sitting on the ground. He was singing, whistling. Va'ata galal, and a rock came, afsike lemoche, and knocked his brain out. So, what do you see? It couldn't possibly be the heralding of the Mashiach, because if it was, here this actually happened. Not only did the Mashiach not come, but he got his head severed. So, what are we going to have here? Amarle, hahu bai dahava. He was a jokester, this one. He wasn't serious. Okay? You know, but kind of like a Nevi Sheker. Right? So we have a bird Nevi Sheker here. He was trying to pretend that the Mashiach was coming when it wasn't, and that's why he actually got killed. But this doesn't disprove, it actually maybe further proves it, right? Because he got killed for trying to do such a thing in joke. Tana Rabbanan. Orev. Okay, what about the Orev? Ze Orev. That's an Orev. Okay, we're going to have to come back to that and say, what on earth are they talking about, right? You don't never use, right, this classic.
What is this definition?
Exactly. Et kol ha'orev. Okay, so the pasuk says, I specifically quoted the whole thing and you think, kol arev lemino, the pasuk says, or et kol arev lemino. So et kol ha'orev, lahavi orev ha'amki. Okay, it's to bring a different type of orev, the one from the emek, from the valley. Lemino, lahavi orev haba b'rashe yonim. The one that comes, okay, we don't know exactly what this means. We'll get back to it in a minute. Sounds like he comes before the Yonim, or at the heads of the Yonim. Amar Mar, Orev, Ze Orev, Atu Kaman Kai, what? Are they standing before us to say, oh, this is the Orev? What, we have these, how do we know what on earth they're talking about? Ela Ema, Orev, Ze Orev Uchama. This is the black crow, okay, which is the most common crow, right? If you think of a crow, you usually think of the black crow. Okay, right, this is in Shir HaShirim. His curls are like, are black like the, oh, sorry, her curls are black like the Orev. It's his? Oh, so what's this? Right, Rosho Ketem, right, that's right, you have it. Rosho Ketem Paz, Kvutotav Tatalim Shchorot Ke'orev. Okay. Ke'orev Ha'amki, Chivara, that's the white one. V'cheinu Omer, Mareu Amok Min Ha'or. Okay, where do we get Amki is light? Because it comes from, right, it's not in the valley like I tried to say before, but Amki is Amok, Amok in the Sarat, one of the things, it says Amareu Amok Menaur, it means it's recessed and it's lighter, okay? How do they explain what Amareu Amok Menaur? Kimareh Hamah Amukam Natsel. It's like the sun, which is deeper than the shadow. The shadow is darker than the sun. Don't say it means it kind of heralds in the yonim, right? That it's the first to come before the yonim. Its head looks like the yonas. That's what it means. What was it? Birashe yonim. It means the one that's whose head looks like the yonah. Tana Rabbanan. Hanetz zehanetz lemineu lahavi et bar chiria. Okay, when it says lemine, what is it adding? It's adding the barchiria. My barchiria. What is the barchiria? Amar Abaye, shurinka. Okay, a bird called the shurinka. Amar Rav Yehuda, hachasida, zo daya levana. A chasida is a daya. That was one of the birds on the list, a daya. It's a daya that's a white daya. V'lamani krashma chasida. Why is it called chasida? She'ose chasidot im chavroteha. Okay, it gives its own food to its other bird friends. Ha'anafa, this is the opposite, zo daya ragzanit. This is a daya, that's a very angry bird. angry birds. Lamani krash ma'anafa shema'anefet, it should be not mina'efet, me'anefet im chavroteha. Okay, what does that mean? It means it quarrels with its chaverot. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista. This is very strange lashon, right? Rav Chanan, the son of Rav Chista, said the name of Rav Chista. Who said the name of Rav Chanan, the son of Rava? Amar Rav. Esrim va'arba'a ofot me'inin. Okay, now we're going to get to the numbers. Okay, for this, the sheet is very important. Okay? There's 24 birds that are tmeim. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista le Rav Chista. Dehecha, where do you see 20? Ede vayikra esrim havu. If you look in vayikra, there's 20. And ede mishnah Torah esrim ve'chad havu. There's 21 in mishnah Torah. Okay? B'chi tema da'a d'chtive b'vayikra v'lo k'tive b'mishnah Torah. If you say there's the da'a that's written in vayikra, okay, what if we just say there's 21? Now, the reason why I didn't say very simply, the Dvarim has an extra one, okay? How does it work? If you look at the list, let's just start going over it. Nesher is in both. Peres is in both. Aznia is in both. Now you get to number four. There's Da'a in Vayikra. There's Ra'a in Dvarim. Then you have Ha'aya Lemina in Vayikra. You just have Ha'aya simply in Dvarim. Then you have Hadaya Lemina in Dvarim, which is not in Vayikra. Okay, those are the basic differences. Okay, the Ra'a, the Ayah, the Daya Lemina that are found in Dvarim. And then you have the Da'a and the Aya Lemina. So you have a bit of, there seems to be this extra limina next to the ayah in Vayikra, which would mean basically we have an ayah and an extra one. And if you take dvarim also, you end up with a dayan, an extra one, right? So if you're going to say every time it says limina, it's an extra, you're going to end up with actually a few extras here because the ra'a is extra in dvarim. The da'a doesn't appear in dvarim at all. So you also have this extra one that's not in dvarim that is in Vayikra. You also have this Ayah Lemina and Dayah Lemina, so that adds one extra because, right, if you say there's four Leminas, but there's really five Leminas between everything. So we're going to have to figure all this out. So let's start reading inside. So Rav Chanan says, hey, if it's Vayikra, there's a stream. If it's Mishnah Torah, there's 21. B'chitema da'a d'chtiv b'vayikra v'lo k'tiv b'mishnah Torah, shadi alayu, if you want to say take the da'a that's listed in Vayikra and add it to the list in Dvarim, you're going to end up with 22. Right? So, Shadi Alayu Akate Esrim Betrain Havu. Now, what's the problem? Right now we said 24 and we only have 22. Amar Lehu Hachi Amar Avua De'imech, your father's mother, the father of your mother, said Mishmei Derav, Limina, Limina, Limino, Limineu, Hare Kan Arba. So he says, okay, so add another 4. That resolves it. Well, that obviously doesn't resolve it because now we have 22 plus 4. We now have 26. So, Ihachi Esrim Beshit Havu, but then there's 26. So Amar Abaye, we have to get rid of 2 basically. So Abaye says, Da'a v'ra'a achati. Number 4 on each side is equivalent. They're the same thing. One says Da'a, one says Ra'a. First of all, right, the Gemara is not going to take this approach, but lots of times Dalet and Resh were very similar and they could get confused. So there's something to be said for that. The Gemara gives a different explanation.
If you would argue that, you could say that Haracham and Harachma were also different or the same.
Racham and Rachma, but they're the same.
They are the same, but...
No, Racham and Rachma are really the same. That's the same thing. That's just a different form of the exact same word. Da'a and Ra'a are 2 different words, because it starts differently, right? The hey always goes, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. D'isalkadatach tartik, you know, if you say there's 2, right, that in other words, the Da'a is an additional one, it makes no sense. Why? Michti Mishnah Torah la'osufehu da'ata. The assumption is that when something's repeated in Dvarim, it's repeated to add something. So if it's coming to add something, then Maishnahacha dichtiv. So since Mishnah Torah is coming la'osufeh, it can't possibly not have something listed in Vayikra. So therefore, it must be that Ra'a is the same as Da'a, because otherwise there's no reason why Dvarim wouldn't have repeated. Why, if Dvarim is adding, it makes no sense it wouldn't have something that was in Vayikra. So now they say, so Maishnahacha dichtiv da'ah, Maishnahacha dichtiv ra'ah. Okay, as I said, maybe it's a typo, but they don't want to say that. V'lok, right, so, and why does this say ra'ah, v'lok tiv da'ah? Ela shmamina min ra'ah v'da'ah achati. But if you have a bird that's a da'a, don't say, oh, look, it's not on my list. And if you have a word that's a bird that's a ra'a, don't say it's not on the list. They wanted to show they're both one and the same, but you might call it da'a and you might call it ra'a. And therefore, we're going to say all of them are pasul. So nobody says, oh, I thought this was a da'a and I assumed it wasn't a ra'a, and therefore I thought it was okay. So that's why they give them both. Okay, that got rid of one. Akate, we still have 25. We're only supposed to have 24. Okay? So Amar Abaye, Kishem Shera'a v'da'a achati, kach aya v'da'a achati. In order to get rid of the extra one, what does Abaye say? Just like, this is why I charted it, because it's very hard to understand this if you don't see it inside. Just like Ra'a and Da'a are the same, also aya and daya. Okay, if you look at numbers 5 and 6 on Devarim, you have aya and daya lemina. Remember I said that in Vayikra, it only says ha'aya lemina, there's no daya at all. And in Dvarim, it just says ha'aya without lemina. And then it has hadaya lemina. So what do they say? How do we know they're the same? Because if you say they're two separate things, michti mishna Torah lo sufi udata. Again, the assumption is mishna Torah is adding. Maishna hacha dechtiv lemina ha'aya. But in Vayikra, it already said ha'aya lemina, which meant an ayah and something similar to it. And maishna hatam, but in Dvarim, dechtiv lemina adaya. The mina went with the daya, not with the ayah, which meant that it sounds like Varim is actually cutting off the mina for the ayah, which makes no sense. And it puts it with the daya, so it must be elishma mina ayav daya chatem. It must be those two are the same. And that gets us down to our 24. So now again they say, v'chime acharsh ayav daya chati, lama le lemichtav ayav daya. So again, why do you need to say both? Kidetanya, as it says in a braita, Rebbe Omer, ekra ani ayah daya. I would read ayah as daya. Lama nemra. Ekrani ayah. I see in the Torah it says ayah, right? Daya lama nemra. So why does it then have to say daya also? Kedesh shelo titem pitchon pe lebaldin lachlok. Shelo te ata kore ayah, vehu kore daya, ata kore daya, vehu kore ayah. Just like we said before, so there doesn't become confusion. You say, oh, you said ayah is a problem. This is a daya. This isn't an ayah. Right, so since some people call it this and some people call it that, it sounds like with the kad and chavit, right? That some people call a kad a chavit and a chavit a kad. Lekach katab mishne Torah v'hara'a v'et ha'aya v'hadaya lemina. Okay, and basically you could have said the same thing for the da'a and ra'a in this braita. They just didn't, but they gave this as an example. Okay, now they bring a meitivei. Now they want to question. We were talking about the ayah and the daya, but now we're going back to the da'a and the ra'a. It's a little confusing, right? Because da'a and daya are two different things also, right? They also sound very similar. So we have right now that ayah is the same as ra'a, and we have, that ayah is the same as daya, and ra'a is the same as da'a. So now we're going to have a question on this from a braita. Lama nishnu bebehema mipnei hashesua? These are two things that are added in Dvarim. In Dvarim, by the Behemot, it adds in Dvarim when it talks about it. I don't have the pasuk here, but it says fris persa, something like that. Hashisua, okay, hashisua. So why does it add that word, and why does it add beofot ra'a, which doesn't appear in Vayikra? So they say, my lab mi de behema dahatam lo sufe ofo, just like by behema, what's the reason? Lo sufe. There it's to add other kind of animals that are problem that are okay. Ofo nami, because there's a drasha on shisua there, they assume means, right, that the hooves are all the way split, totally cracked. But there's another drasha on that which says that that comes to include another kosher animal that's not listed in the list of kosher animals. So now they say, since there it's lo sufe, so wouldn't you assume then, right, be'ofot mipnei ra'a would also be lo sufe? And we already said ra'a is not coming to add anything more, it's coming to say the same thing as the da'a. So they say lo, hatam lo sufe, hachalafei rushte. Each one in its own thing, the behema, the shesua, is coming to add an additional animal that's kosher. But the of is not coming to add any ofot that are tmeot, they're problematic. It's coming just to explain that a da'a is a ra'a. Upligi, so that was a question, we answered it. Now we're going to say, upligi de Rabbi Abba. What we said now about there being these 24, and the way we came to it is different from Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba has a different count, okay? How does it go? We'll have to read for a while till we get to his whole count. Da'am Rabbi Abba, ra'a zo aya. Okay, instead of saying ra'a is da'a, he says ra'a is aya. The Lamani Krashma Ra'a, Shero Ebioter, it sees very far. It's got great vision. Bechenu Omer, Nitiv Lo Yadu Ayit, it's a path that not even I forget what an ayat is. Ayat can see. The lo shezavto ein ayah, and it's never been seen by the ayah. Meaning, right? It
a vulture.
Okay. No. So the eye of a vulture. So it can never be seen by the eye of a vulture. So what do you see? The vulture obviously can see far because it's saying even a vulture has never seen this. Tana, and it also says about it. Omedet b'Bavel v'ro'an ve'la be'Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it can stand in Babel and see something in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and as it can sniff out its food, but really not sniff, but see. So now we say like this: midera'a haynu ayah michlal deda'a lav haynu ra'a. Right. So once you say that the ra'a is the ayah, it must not be the da'a. Michte. Now we have a problem. Michte mishnah Torah, because now the da'a has no counterpart, and then we have this whole problem. Why? And Bayikra did say da'a, and it doesn't say it in Devarim. Michlal deda'a lav haynu ra'a. So Michlal did alav haynu ra'a, Michli mishatora lo sufriu da'ata, right? And then we have a problem. So Maishnahacha dechtiv da'a, Maishnahatam deloch tiv da'a. So it makes no sense. The da'a wouldn't appear in Dvarim. El alav shmamina, so what does he assume then? Da'a bera'a ve'aya achati, they're all the same. Umi dera'a haynu aya. Now once you say da'a, ra'a is aya, Michlal did aya lav haynu aya. Then you have to assume that what? Daya is not the same as ayah. Like, remember, we had before that ra'a and da'a were equivalent, and daya and ayah were equivalent. So now we're saying da'a, ra'a, and ayah are all the same, but now we have daya is not the same. So maishna hatam dechtiv limineu a'ayah, u'maishna hacha delochtiv limineu a'ayah. Remember last time we said limineu appears by ayah and by yikra and by daya and dvarim. So that doesn't make any sense now. Ela adaya, right? Sorry, it says it on the daya. Ela shmamina da'a v'ra'a daya va'aya achati. So they must all four be the same. So once you've narrowed all those to, you've narrowed them down, right? And before then we had one and two and three and four, right? So we had two types. Now we're going to say this is all actually one type. So we've reduced it to one, which means he ends up with a list of only 23 and not 24. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Mea ofot me'in yesh b'mizrach v'kulam min ayahim. Okay, there's 100 ofot me'in in the Mizrach, and they all belong to the ayah family. Okay, so he's now saying there's all these types that are like ayah, there's hundreds, 100 of them. Tane avimi bered rav yavah. Shva me'ot minei dagin hen. Okay, the assumption here is that they mean, okay, there's a debate actually about this. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says dagim t'me'im. Okay, some people even have the Nusach in our Gemara that it has the word Tme'im in it. Because we were just talking about, right, Me'ofot Tme'im, and now we're saying there's 700 types of Dagim that are Tme'im. Bishmona Me'o Bine Chagavim, and 800 Chagavim that are Tme'im. Ulofot Emispar, and there's not even a number to the Ofot, meaning there are many, many. Now, before we move on to what that means about the Ofot, I'm going to just point out that in the Hagahora Bach, it says that there's a Nusach that says, Tehorim and not Tme'im. And it's the opposite, that there's hundreds of Tehorim birds and not Tme'im. So now they say, Ofot, what do you mean Ofot, Ein Mispar? Kaf Dalet Avu, we have exactly the number, 24 or 23, depending who you are. Ela velo Ofot Tehorim Ein Mispar. There's no, right, that it's there, they're talking about Ofot Tehorim, and then you'd have to say that that's Tehorim, and the other ones are Tme'im. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Galoi V'yadu Lefnei Misha Amar V'haya Olam, Shebeimat Me'a Meruba Min HaTeorot. Oh, by the way, before I even get to this, Tosfot says that the nafgamina for this, and why is this important to tell us this? Because what it means to say is that if you, the issue is that let's say you see a fish that doesn't have scales and you want to know if it's kosher or not. So if you say that there's 700 types that are not kosher, now it's a little tricky, but then you have to assume this is not one of them, right? So if this isn't one of those 700, now again, who knows all these 700, but often you could have two types of fish that don't have scales that are still kosher. Number one, they haven't yet grown scales, or they had scales and they fell off. Right. So if it's not on that list of problematic ones, then you know you can eat them. Okay, that's what he says. Shem yakir kol otam anochim parasha lo yuchalat. No, that's something else. He's talking about the birds, but here. Im makir, it's right in the center of that Tosfot, Ofotis Rimba Arba. Im makir shvameot minei dagim tme'im biyodea she'en ze mehem yachol lahatiro. Ke'em tme'im yoter mishvameot minim. Okay, now who's going to know all 700? Or the same thing with the chagavim, if they don't have the karsulayim, those legs, those jumping legs, jumping hind legs on the back. Okay. So now we'll end with this idea, which is, so Rebbe Omer Galovia do lefnei mi shamar vaya olam shebehemat me'am meruba min ha-tehorot. There's more behemot me'ot from tehorot. Lefichach, so basically the list is smaller of kosher animals. Therefore, mina katub b'tehora. Okay, therefore, when God listed in the Torah, what the list in the Torah, when it comes to the animals, has the list of who's kosher, and when it comes to the birds, has a list of who's non-kosher. So therefore, because the list was smaller of the Torah, lefichach mina katub b'tehora. Galoy v'yadu lefnei mishamar v'ya olam, sh'ofot tehorim merubim al atmeim, that there's more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Lefichach mina katub b'tmeim. Right, therefore, the list was the shorter one. My kamashlam, what does this teach you? Nice thought for the day. Kidu Rav Huna Marav, Amri Lam Rav Huna Marav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, either send the name of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, or even it was passed down in the name of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, in the name of Rabbi Meir. Lo Olam, Yishne Adam L'Tamido, Derech Tzara. You should always teach things in the simplest manner. Amri Rabbi Yitzchak, Of Tahor Ne'achal B'Masoret. Oh, all right, I was going to end here. Fine, we'll go one more little bit. Of Tahor is eaten based on Masoret. Okay, you can basically follow Masoret about which are the kosher birds. Ne'eman Atzayad Lomar Of Zeh Tahor Masar Li Rabbi. And a hunter is allowed to say, because the hunter knows, right, or a bird, right, someone who shoots birds, he knows which birds. He's trustworthy in this area to say, I was taught this by my rabbi.
If he's shooting them, they're not going to be proper shechita anyhow. So
no, birds don't need shechita.
A bird can't be shot. And then
right, no. So I guess not shot, but it means a tzayad, someone who's killing them. Right, he's trapping them. Sorry, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, behu shebaki bahen ubishmotehen. Okay, he, as long as he's baki and he knows them by their name. So by Rabbi Zera asked a great question here. Rabbo Chacham or Rabbo Tzayav? When he said, I learned this from my rabbi, did he mean rabbi in the sense of Chacham, like a rabbi, what we call a rabbi? Or does it mean his teacher who taught him how to hunt and, you know, how to shecht? Tana Rabbanan, Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, B'hu Shabaki B'hen U'Shmotehen. Here's a good line. It says he has to be Baki in the birds and in their names. So here we're going to understand maybe a little better what Baki B'hen U'Shmotehen is. So Yamar Bishlamar Rabot Sayad Shapir. Makes sense that a Rabot Sayad would know their names and, you know, what they look like. El Yamar Rabot Chacham Bishlamar Shmayu Gamerlu. We understand the Chacham knows all the names, but Ela Inu Mi Yadalehu. But does he really know them? Does he really know what they look like? And that's the difference between Bahem Ubishmotehem. Bahem means, right, what they look like, and Shmotehem is what they're called. Ela lav shmamina rabot sayad shmamina. Okay, so it must be we're talking about rabot sayad and not rabot chacham, which is really interesting in terms of, you know, the rabbis kind of letting up their authority and realizing that we only know ad kam. We don't know really everything about this, and the people bashetach on the scene know a lot better than we do.